Welcome back. North Florida Sports Network. Sweet 16. Know what I mean? ACC representing. Except for Virginia. They look like crap in the beginning. They probably shouldn't have.
Man, we ain't even going to count the play-in games.
Shouldn't have been in there.
It shouldn't have.
But NC State made it to the Sweet 16. They just keep on winning. Duke has made it to the Sweet 16. North Carolina and Clemson with the win over Baylor. Most teams by any conference to make it to the Sweet 16 in the ACC. So keep doing it. You know, whatever that rankings, what Brad Brunell is talking about, makes a lot of sense. You look at just the tournament the last few years, the ACC has been right there. FSU baseball experienced some losses. Yeah.
Jimmy Reno
was
watched every painful inning of it, my man.
No.
This is great. Great weekend.
10-run ruled, and then got out to two big leads and lost both of them. But, you know, it's baseball, long season.
Yeah, it is. So it is a long season. It is.
Clemson's really good.
Sure.
You can't make mistakes. You can't walk, guys.
Nope.
And we'll talk about that. There are some positive things that still came out. Showed their head that this team.
A lot of positives. A lot of positives.
There was a legacy weekend for FSU football. Big recruiting weekend.
Man, I tell you what, the transfer portal is rumored to just absolutely explode here come April.
Oh, another last round, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So you can find,
if you believe the internet, the craziest that it's been yet.
You can find last minute positions to bolster your roster.
I mean, you may, like,
I mean, if you're there, if you can get a guy like at an impact position.
Right. Well, you may even be looking at a lot of starters from programs. Essentially what it comes down to is trades between unlikely teams.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's the Wild Wild West.
If you believe the internet, there's a lot of fireworks about to go off.
Well,
once it opens.
Now, it's getting crazy.
Yeah, you know, it's people on talk shows and stuff that I'm not going to say any names, but, you know, fans of white T-shirts. Bald like me. Do your own math.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's get into it.
What do you want to start with? Basketball?
Start with the Sweet 16.
All right, yeah. Keep the painful stuff for later.
Right. I think it was a fun.
It was.
You know, you had a lot of chalk.
A lot of chalk.
What did you think of it?
I think it's funny to me when the country says a lot of chalk, man. A lot of you know, it means certain teams won and advanced, and it's usually Duke or North Carolina. You know, I'm sure watching UConn cruise pissed people off. Purdue, man, doing a lot better than you and I both expected.
Yeah.
They wanted to see a one seed go down. That Houston-Texas A&M game was crazy. It was a really good ending to the night of an otherwise lackluster day, comparatively speaking, to the rest of the weekend. I thought there was some fireworks, man.
You got the NC State is now your...
You're right. Darling. Yeah, because Oakland and the history teacher took down Kentucky, you know, knocked him out first round, 10 threes.
Yeah.
NC State, dude, they're going to be tough, man. Clemson's going to be tough. Like, the ACC is finally, you're right, it's getting vindicated for teams that aren't just Duke and North Carolina.
I'm losing it over here knocking stuff around.
But losing it, Ed.
Yeah, but no. NC State.
Yeah.
When I first saw
Dude,
Big Man.
DJ Burns.
What's the big man?
DJ Burns.
Yeah, DJ Burns.
Big DJ.
He's Debo and everybody. And you first saw him, he's like, wow. I mean, if he gets it together.
You know who he reminds me of on the basketball court from when we were little?
Oh, yeah, Tommy.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Just the skills that he has that you don't expect a big man to have.
Well, he's
the passing ability, yeah. the quick feet. Yeah, man.
You start working around that, it's lethal. And they
got guys that can hit shots. They got guys that can hit shots.
I'm looking forward to that matchup against Marquette.
Yeah, Marquette's good. Shaka.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good matchup, man.
You also got, you know, North Carolina going against Alabama, which is going to be a good matchup there.
That Alabama game against Grand Canyon was the wildest basketball game I've ever seen. Like, first of all, there were no fouls being called in pretty much the whole first half. So dudes were getting just trucked to the floor, just jumping all over each other, dunking on people. And then Grand Canyon just went, they just went stupid offensively. Everybody tried to just, you know, one up everybody. And it, I don't know, man. Alabama's really good. They score a lot of points. I think they're one of the top scoring teams in the country, if not the top scoring team. But watch out. You got to play Carolina.
You got UConn, San Diego State rematch.
Yeah.
National championship there.
It's kind of funny to hear Hurley kind of complain about the tough draw he has in the tournament.
Hey, man, you're always trying to motivate.
Yeah, I know. I know.
When you're on top. I mean, that guy's – that's why they're – there are,
he's a good coach. He's a really good coach. And he's up there in his wheelhouse. He's recruiting in his area.
Agonize over the losses. And he just he's trying to find something because he doesn't want to enjoy.
Yeah. You know, well, it's only the first weekend, man. Yeah, exactly.
It's can't hard relax. Not to see them winning it, honestly.
UConn, I don't know, man. I don't know.
I don't know.
There's a few good teams.
Looks tough too.
Iowa State looks good. The fact that they were able to beat Houston the way they did, I know it was only the conference tournament, but
that's the East region. You got UConn, San Diego State will match up. Then Iowa State's playing Illinois.
That's gonna be a good game.
Yeah. So
Terrence Shannon might be the best player in the tournament.
Yeah, I like the Cyclones. They've been tough all year. They don't beat themselves, and That's really kind of good with the baseline. You're going to have to slug it out with them. It's not easy. And it's going to take a team.
You have to have grown men that are on your team, man. I mean, unless you have a really special one-and-done type player like Carmelo. You got to have some grown men on your roster.
Right. Well, the Midwest, I mean, it's 1-2-3-5, and it's 1-2 in the East, and it's also 1-2-3-5 in the Midwest. And that's Purdue, and they got past Utah State, but they didn't get upset, you know. And
no,
there's a lot of people picking against them, including.
I mean, dude, the big man has looked like a machine. You know, the competition will obviously get stiffer, but God. Like, if he just plays to his size and dominates like that, that's a team right there. Like, will anybody be able to stop him? Because a player like that that gets hot in the tournament and can just take over every game that he's in, you know, you get a dominant big man, it's lights out. So they shoot good enough. I'm still picking Houston to win it.
Well, Michigan State, it was eliminated by North Carolina. They're going to go up against Alabama. That's going to be a good matchup. Like, you know, I'm looking forward to see. I got UNC in that, but
yeah, I picked UNC to go. I think I got them playing in the title, but that's going to be a really tough game for them. Alabama is pretty tough 4 seed.
Well, what I wanted to talk about, it's 24 straight for Gonzaga. Yeah. And that's just so incredible. Him and Tom Izzo, what those guys done, just getting into the tournament every year.
Yeah.
And that's incredible. And it is. I mean, to have that level of consistency.
Consistent. Yeah. And
Gonzaga, maybe this will be the year, you know, when they're not up there at the highest seed, but they're a 5 seed this year.
Yeah.
And they have they're going to get to play, you know, they get to Purdue. So we'll see what happens. I kind of like him there. Of course, I mean, I wasn't picking Purdue. And But I just don't, I still don't see it.
I'm telling you, man, if Big Dude plays like he played the whole tournament, nobody's going to beat
him. The other side of the Midwest is Tennessee, Creighton, 2-3.
There you go.
And both teams well coached.
Man, that was a crazy. Creighton, Oregon was in, that game was nuts.
Yeah. I think Tennessee's going to get this one. They're just better. They have more dudes.
Yeah.
We'll go to the South. Houston and Duke. I know you like Houston.
I do. Duke is good. They're not, you know, they're not Sweet 16 just because they got an easy draw, you know, or anything. They're good.
Right.
I think Houston is just going to, I think they're on a march to the title, man. I don't know who they have that's going to stop Shed. That guy, he's like a little bowling ball of a running back, linebacker right. type guard. And he gets to the hoop, but he, like, the way he distributes. And then, you know, you got everybody out there that can hit threes. LJ Cryer.
Right. Duke has some, I mean, Duke can get it, though. I mean, they have guys
they
that
can.
Are capable.
They can. Filipowski's good. They got that Roach dude that can.
And then they have a guy, I mean.
And, of course, old what's his face that hit how many threes? Like 31 threes against us in one game? Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So Houston, dude, they're going to take on the winner of Marquette and the underdog Wolfpack, man.
Yeah, I got Houston NC State in the rematch.
I think this is a game that NC State can win.
Yeah.
Now, I think this is going to be a great game. I don't know. Nobody really knows. But as far as the lower seeds go, NC State has dudes.
And
they put it together at the right time.
If those two guards for NC State are hitting at the same time, it's going to be really hard to beat them.
Right.
Because they got, you know, they got a point guard, they got a point forward, big man point.
Right.
And, dude, Morrell, I think, is his name. And then, oh, Jesus, the other guy's name is Hunter, I think. But they
But we talked North Carolina.
But that's Clemson, a huge if.
Then Arizona. 2-seed out there in the West, looking really solid on offense and defense. They're going up against Clemson, another team out of the ACC.
Yeah. PJ Hall needs to stay in the game. Yeah. They built that huge lead. That's the only reason they were able to escape him getting sent to the bench.
Well, you know, I thought there would be more upsets, honestly. And maybe it's. Maybe there's not going to be, you know, maybe it's more of just the parity amongst the top.
Yeah. I mean, they had some mid majors ranked a little bit higher, man. I mean, you know, Creighton is pretty, some years they're not so highly seeded. So them being there in the Sweet 16 would have been by way of upset, even though they're usually a mainstay.
You got all 4-1 seeds.
Yeah.
They still got all 4-1s and 2s. So, did not see that happen. I mean, that's not what it's been lately. So maybe some.
Yeah, but they may be saving them for this.
Some good matchups, man. I'm really looking forward to this weekend when it comes to these Sweet 16 matchups.
Yeah, it's nuts to me that NC State needed, like, what is that, 7-game win streak now?
Right. Well, that shows that what you can do if you get hot.
Yeah.
It's not much between the.
You got to have the pieces, though, man.
Right. You got to have the.
You got to have a big man and guys that can get hot and hit shots.
You
got
to be able to rebound. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Rebounding.
Well, I didn't want to talk about baseball right away, but we'll get there. FSU baseball came into the series at Clemson
19-0.
Riding high. They were run ruled in the first game. Actually, Friday it was rained out. So they pushed it back to a doubleheader Saturday.
Yeah.
First game. Just didn't, you know.
Well, they jumped out. Yeah, they jumped out to a 4-0 lead. Top Ferrer, you know, Ferrer hit a grand slam top of the first. And then that was pretty much it for the next 4 or 5 innings.
Right.
And during that time, Leiter had a really hard time throwing strikes or locating his fastball. Clemson put 6 runs on him. 5 on him. 1 on the relief pitching. Yeah, it doesn't matter. And then the wheels kind of fell off. So they got to be 15-5. Mercy ruled in the first.
Sign of bad things to come. But a good response from the Noles.
Oh yeah, I mean
in the second game, they took the lead.
They took the lead. Jamie Arnold, you know, he ran into trouble the first inning. Couple base runners, gave up a hit, so they got a run across. But as soon as Florida State got that lead, and they did so again with the home run, you know, Florida State hit 12 home runs on the weekend.
That's incredible.
Yeah, they jump out to a 5-1 lead. Arnold shut him down. I mean, he was in the game. Right. He exits with the lead, the 5-1 lead. They get up to 8-1.
Yeah, it's a glaring hole here.
Bullpen just melts down in the ninth.
It melted down in the first game too.
Right, but I also say
the second game.
The second game they had some defensive mishaps. In the third game as well.
Strikes.
Yeah, when you can't throw strikes and the pressure, especially in game two when it's the ninth inning and it's just little by little, you know, it's quicksand, you sink a little bit faster and a little bit faster, and it just everything that went wrong could go wrong. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the same thing happened Sunday. You jump out into an even bigger lead.
Right, which is good to see.
It is. And it highlights the many positives with the team.
Right.
Number one jumping out at you is the lineup. Mm-hmm. 12 home runs, and these aren't little, excuse me, home runs. These were shots.
Right. Clemson's good.
Yeah. Cam Smith, 115 off the bat on his last home run.
Big time shots.
Yeah. You know, and Clemson hit some home runs too. I think they hit 8 home runs on the 20 combined home runs on the weekend. The wind was blowing out. It's a launching pad anyway.
Right.
Max Williams was robbed of 2 home runs. He got himself one. You know, the power is there. The lineup is much better. Starting pitching, you know, you still have some ring. Connor Whitaker did a really nice job for 5 innings on Sunday.
And you're not going to have it. I mean, so you had two at – you had him. He played – it was a quality college start there. And then really good start from Jamie Arnold. So you had one pitcher out of the three that didn't have his stuff. The lineup came to play all 3 games. So it's just one big weakness here.
Right. And the thing with Leiter, Leiter ran into trouble with walks. You know, it's not like they were hitting him a ton, squaring him up. That came later with the bullpen. You know, Arnold shut him down. They were not touching Arnold, you know.
Right.
And there wasn't a lot of swing and miss stuff coming out of Florida State this weekend, save Arnold. I mean, he was just untouchable. But, you know, it's a young bullpen. They're without 3 arms.
That's good.
It's obviously not what you want to see. And, you know, some guys, I mean, you can't really explain it other than just be like, dude, baseball meltdown.
It's 19-3 though.
Yeah. You're 19-3.
19-3, 3-3 it's a tough ACC. You had to play the best team in the league on the road.
Yeah. I believe that Clemson, they may not have the best pitching staff in the league. You know, they probably don't have the top pitching staff in the league, but they will likely end the season with the top offense. I mean, those dudes, 1-9, just like Florida State, but those 1-9 can swing the bat. They're a really good team. They'll probably flirt with a national seed. I think Florida State, obviously, it's
no time to.
Yeah.
No rest for the weary. You got to play Florida and Jacksonville on Tuesday.
Right, a team that's swinging the bat really, really well right now that's also, I mean, they may be the top offense in the country.
Right, they got the Shohei of college baseball.
They do. Caglione, that kid is not fair. he shouldn't be. He should be in Triple-A right now.
Well,
but, you know, it'll come next year. But, yeah, they're really good, man. They got a lot of power. The pitching has been the one that's been the question, but if it's getting corrected, they're going to be tough to beat. But again, like, you can't hang your head. You got to go out there. Games in Jacksonville, and then you got Louisville coming into town this weekend. This is a series that you go into really shooting to try to sweep the series, man. You need to approach it like that. Like, this is a team that we can get 3 wins over.
Right. Well, you just got to work on your bullpen. Make it the strength of weakness. I mean, the weakness is strength.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's just
don't do that. Don't start not scoring.
Yeah, don't. Well, I mean, you know how baseball is, man. One bullpen comes in and shuts down the wrong offense. It's even though they did hit another home run in the top of the ninth, but by that time it was too little, too late. So,
well, yeah, there's just got to throw strikes.
throw strikes.
You know what, guys? Put them on.
You throw strikes and they hit every pitch out.
Big leads.
Yeah. And that's it. You throw enough strikes, enough of the hitters are going to miss it to where you're going to get outs.
You got to let them earn it.
Free passes, man.
Well, we had...
they're better, though. They're a lot better than last season.
Legacy weekend.
Yeah. Big recruiting weekend for Florida State. I'm going to be honest with you, man. The biggest news out of the recruiting is USC coming into the state of Georgia and taking, you know, three of the best players in the state under the Bulldogs' noses. All committed to Georgia at one point.
Right. And they're all going to USC now.
Yeah. You know, also took Hilton Stubbs III out of Jacksonville, a guy that was thought to be leaning heavily towards the Gators.
Well, I mean, when this is L.A., and they're coming with the money and the
it seems the like
limelight.
They're selling something pretty heavy, man. But it's kind of how USC does it. They sort of swoop in out of nowhere and get commitments from these kids. They did it last year with Zandamella, a kid that was thought to be all FSU for months, right. And then he takes one visit out there and that's it.
Well, you don't want those guys. In this kind of game nowadays, you got to try to get them.
Yeah.
But you're not going to be able to, like, you get them to, you have money. Florida State's definitely playing.
Right.
But you have to be smart with it. And I think they've been doing the right thing there.
And we'll see. Again, these are verbal commitments. So we'll see what the pull is. I mean, I'm not saying that either one of these kids or their families or anybody are entertaining this kind of, you know, method of recruiting and stuff like that. But, you know, let's say a kid does commit to Georgia or something like that. And they say they want more out of them. So who are you going to go out there and get them to compete against? Well, you commit to USC, you know? So now, hey man, if you really want my commitment, Kirby, you're going to have to compete against all this out here in Hollywood. You know, you can't give me a penthouse. You can't give me a condo and you know, and Sunset or any of that, man. But, you know, you can give me money.
Yeah.
A lot more money.
Spring practice continues.
Yeah.
And I just think you continue to see the growth.
Dude, Pat Payton is big, man.
Yeah. I mean, they're just buying in. And
dude got deezed.
See on the pro day. Yeah. It's just going to motivate the players that are there, that are here now.
Right, there's a lot of guys.
The standard is set, and that's what you love to see.
Even though there's not a whole lot of, you know, we lost a lot of guys, you know, off the team last year, but there are a lot of players still that are kind of in their money year going into this season.
Well, every year you're going to have that with the transfer portal because you have to have that mindset. You have to be able to go out there and tweak your roster in this environment, and you can do that.
Well, you can use it to your benefit. You can use the kids that are in the trend that really want to come
and based upon use that your last needs, year. Yeah. Your roster needs, you have to fill. You've seen it right here at the quarterback position.
Right. It can be mutually beneficial for the player, for the program. You look at the guys that are going in the draft this year. That's that example.
It's
going to
be
a lot
of weight, a lot of muscle in the run, in the ground game. I mean, if you think about the backfield, there's some big dudes back there.
Yeah.
And then you got Toa Fili.
Well, Toa Fili ain't small anymore.
I know.
He's pushing 200 pounds. That's, you know.
He's a guy that could take the snaps. There's going to be a lot of versatility, a lot of layers.
Right.
Very excited about this upcoming season.
I'm excited about the two Alabama transfers.
Yeah.
Benson and Roy Dell Williams.
Right. On offense. And then you got the linebacker on deep Murphy on defense.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Much needed there.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, I'm excited to see what the spring game looks like. You know, the tell what you can from that and everything. But recruiting, dude, I think it's going to be just kind of a slow cook this year, man. I don't know if there's going to be all the fireworks early on in the spring.
Well, we got to get on out of here.
Yep.
Well, you know, it's a different ball game. There's no rules.
Yeah, there are no rules.
That's right. Basketball got to commit.
Yeah, where'd that come from, man? That's crazy.
Season's over.
Just sort of hit the internet like, oh, yeah, by the way, this kid. And he's like the top 100 point guard.
Right.
The word elite was used in a couple of articles. And
good.
Yeah.
And good.
Start him next year.
There's a couple pieces here.
Yeah, there are, man. I just hope Watkins comes back.
Right.
We'll see. I don't know.
Try to remember that. And then, but then imagine starting undefeated like this year's baseball team had, coming off their worst season ever. So yeah, you have to keep your expectations.
Well, I mean, Link Jerry bought 26 new players into the program.
I know, and he started great. They've hit a bump. They'll be fine.
Right. Well, I mean, it's more to the standard of what FSU would do every year, you know. It's just you win the games that you're going to win, and then you start playing the tough teams and see how it breaks.
Big series this weekend.
Yeah, the bullpen.
You got to obviously game against Florida, but.
Yeah, it's the ACC series. You got to win the series. Yeah. The sweep would be nice, but just focus on, you know, winning that first game. But you really need to win that series. And that's all I have to say about that.
That's all you got to say about that. What about you got the Sweet 16?
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to pick against UConn. You want to try to – you got UConn over San Diego State. I like Iowa State over Illinois. I like Gonzaga over Purdue. But
Terrence Shannon is like – can he keep it going?
I like Tennessee over Creighton. Houston over Duke.
Yeah.
NC State over Marquette.
That's right. Setting up that old school matchup.
North Carolina.
Man, I'm really rethinking that.
At Clemson, North Carolina, Alabama?
Yeah.
You going to go in tied?
I just, like,
we'll see.
I don't know if they got anybody that can handle Baycott.
Right. I think UNC's got that one. The Arizona-Clemson game is hard for me to find out.
I'm picking Clemson, man. Screw it.
All right.
I don't like doing it, but, you know, everybody's been doubting that Brownell. Like, nobody – their fan base doesn't even want him there, and it's – I feel bad for the guy.
And we'll react to it. And we'll talk to you next time right here on the North Florida Sports Network.
We had to go. Our ride was here. We got a shuttle to our